arrived, and all those who are still on the roads coming here, on the airplanes, in the ships, and hopefully some will be in their vimanas, some devatas are also expected. Today I would like to address a subject matter which I have been personally thinking a lot about. It's how to dissolve the inner darkness, or how to dissolve the shadow. Shadow. Ah, shadow, shadow. Hare Krishna. So the verse today is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Didi Vishe Naham Iham. Sorry. Ihanuya. Chendamani. Didi Vishe Naham Iham Ujakim. Antar Bahis. Chavritaye Vyayonya. Ichami Kalina Nayasya Viplavas. Asyatma Loka Vananasya Moksham. Jiji Vishena Miha Muyakim. We are not yet have, we don't have the right melody. Yes? Yes. Jiji Vishena Miha Nuyakim. Anta Bahischa Vritaye Pyayonya. Ichami kale nanayasya viplavas. Yatasyatma loka varanasya moksham. Sandasika. Yamuyakim. Anta vahisya vitaye bananya. Ichami kale nanayasya viplavas. Tasyat maloka varanasya moksham. You saved us. Someone else, please. Didi Vishena Hamiya Muyakim. Anta Bahischa Vritaye Vyayonya. Ichami Kalina Nanasya Viplavas. Tasyatma loka varanasya moksham. Yes. I think we will make it short because we are short of time. Let me give you the context. It's the prayer of Gajendra, the elephant, who was saved by Vishnu from the dangerous attack of a crocodile.
Radi se o molitvi Slavena Gajendre koji je bio spasen gospodina Višnjova, to je
So this is his prayer. I do not wish to live any more after I am released from the attack of the crocodile. What is the use of an elephant's body covered externally and internally by ignorance? We could apply it to our own case and ask, what is the use of a human body covered externally and internally by ignorance? I simply desire eternal liberation from the covering of ignorance. That covering is not destroyed even by the influence of time. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Namaste Saraswati Deve Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I find it very significant that Gajendra the elephant prays to be released from two types of darknesses, the external darknesses, but especially he wants to be free from the darkness of the soul, the internal darkness.
From the purpose, I forgot.
Two types of darknesses we have. The darkness which surrounds us and which we perceive through the senses of the eye. And the darkness which is inside of us, which is covering the soul, and which we discover through the unpleasant feelings in the heart. Yes. Because this darkness is inside, we usually offer prayers to a spiritual master, and we asked him, please bring the torchlight of knowledge and open my eyes because I'm blinded by this darkness of ignorance in my heart. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada describes this dangerous darkness of the soul, this inner darkness. He says, we are struggling for existence because of this inner darkness. If this avidya wouldn't be there, everything would be all right because we are an eternal part of the Supreme Lord. There is no problem for us. And he says, we may make so many plans to be happy, unless and until we have removed that inner darkness around the soul, we will struggle and struggle and struggle. Let me now speak about the darkness of the soul. Please don't cry or faint. It will be a little intensive. Don't worry, we will soon come to a very positive subject matter. This darkness which covers the soul once it comes into the material world is called avidya. And it gives rise to many other forms of darkness, like attachment to this material life. Now, once you start your spiritual journey, this darkness will take a very specific form, and I want to talk about this today. You know, just like your shadow will always travel with you wherever you go, this darkness of the soul will continue to follow you. And when you are on the spiritual path, the way, the shape this darkness takes is fivefold. First of all, you will find out when you will try to chant and do the very things which help you to make advancement, you will feel a tendency to fall asleep. And further, this inner darkness will not let you go. It will say, here, why don't you look at this and take care that you are chronically diverted from the spiritual path. Further, this inner darkness, which I will also call your own shadow, will take care that you just are not enthusiastic to read and chant. You just don't like it. And you will see that unfortunately you lack taste in Krishna consciousness. It's called rasasvada. And from this inner shadow, you will see that old habits like anger and lust will raise their ugly heads. Even when you are on the spiritual path, this shadow will not leave you. I have a friend who lives in the Himalayas and who told me that once he saw the shadow of two saints. These two saints lived on the opposite bank of the Ganga in two caves. So once he passed by these caves and he saw these two old men with gray hair and beards and a dreadlock and many dreadlocks like our Taran Chaitanya, but many, not just one, many. They were pulling their hair and lying on the floor and fighting with each other. Ooh. So my friend crossed the Ganga and separated these two old men and said, "Why are you fighting so much?" He separated them. Yes, yes. And then they said, "Well, I had taken my straw out of my cave on which I rest so that the sun can dry it." Then this rascal from the other cave comes. He takes his bath in the Ganga. And with his wet feet, he walks over my almost dry straw. "No, no, no, that's wrong," said the other old man. "He is lying." And again, they were fighting. My friend said, "Please, you are saints. You are great holy people. You are my example. Why are you behaving like ordinary kamis? Do you know the answer?" The shadow had broken through its walls. This happens to many of us. All of a sudden, Swami so-and-so is found to do things which we didn't expect. Or you yourself. Your spiritual life was so ideal, so exemplary. But all of a sudden you do things which you expected never to do. You think thoughts which are not befitting a spiritual person. What has happened? Your shadow has broken through. You try to hide your shadow. You were like a shopkeeper who outside in the shopping window puts only the good things, and inside in the cellar he puts the things which no one likes. But when you put things which belong to your personality inside or away into the darkness where no one sees them, they don't die. These unfortunate parts of our conditioned personalities have a strength, and their strength increases the more we push them down.
Naša osoba imaju snagu i ta snaga se pojačava
And suddenly, they jump out of the box. It's embarrassing for you. It is painful for you. You wanted to have a genuine spiritual life, but now you see there is this other part of you very prominent in your mind. If you are clever, you may be able to hide it for some time before anyone notices, but then many times they notice, and then they talk very harshly about you because they have shadows themselves which they want to keep downstairs. Why are we so harsh sometimes about the mistakes which others do? Why do we lack often so much compassion for each other? Why do we want to highlight the mistakes of others and find fault in them? Because the very same things which have come out in others are fighting in our souls and want to express themselves also. People have been very afraid of darkness. They don't like to walk in darkness and they want to post lamps everywhere. But the outer darkness, where maybe a robber and a gangster can attack you, is not at all dangerous in comparison to the inner darkness. In psychology, C.G. Jung has called this inner darkness the shadow. You are looking at me, and I am looking at you. Is this a subject which has something to do with you? I want to ask. Do you recognize that this is not an abstract philosophical lecture, but it is very concrete? Do you recognize this is something which you may not have taken care of enough in your life? As long as this inner shadow persists, samsara will persist. You can cheat yourself. You can cheat the people around you. But you can't cheat Krishna. And Krishna has a way to bring out that inner shadow so that you can look at it, recognize it, and deal with it. He wants you to address this problem. And the first thing he does it, he makes it visible for you. Turn around. Look here. Oh no! I don't want to be that. I want this one to be this, what I project outside. I want to be loved by others. I want to be admired. I want to be seen as first class. Now the shadow has manifested. I hope no one has seen it. I hope I can hide it. And then this dishonesty in spiritual life manifests. Playing roles. Yes, playing roles. When someone comes into my room, I look as I go up, I close my eyes as if I'm the greatest saint chanting the best rounds ever. When I come to the summer camp, before I make sure I shave my head. I only show my best sides because I want to be loved by others. Now, my dear devotees, I want to make it crystal clear this morning. Unfortunately, the inner darkness is natural. You live in a great illusion, which will soon burst if you don't acknowledge these other sides of your conditioned nature. Many thousands of years ago, Vedashira and Ashvashira had to find out about that. Vedashira and Ashvashira. Two best of saints. But there was something hidden in themselves, and Krishna wanted to bring it out. It's a long story, and because I have only half the time I usually have, I will skip it today. It's enough for us to know they cursed each other. One was cursed to become a snake, the other was cursed to become a crow. Why did they deal so aggressively with each other? Because they had not dealt wisely with the inner shadow, and it was still there, and it came out upon a slight provocation. Now there are two ways to look at the inner shadow, and I believe they need to be connected. They need to be done, both ways need to be walked. One is the indirect way and the other the direct way. The indirect way is a very painful way. Let me see if you are. Two ways, the indirect ways and the direct way. The indirect way is a very painful way, but you have to take it. Yes. And the direct way Well, it's very blissful, but sometimes the shadow will protest when you walk it. The indirect way, let's start with this, means you confront the inner darkness. Your ignorance, your ego, your attachments. And by becoming conscious about it, you bring it from the cellar, that is your subconsciousness, into your conscious awareness. You bring, Radha Kripa, now really concentrate. It's not easy. It's new for you. So you have to now be. So you bring it out of the place where you want to hide it, out of your unconscious, you bring it out. Because you know if I keep on hiding it, it will break out anyways. You're honest. I am a fallen soul. I have these inner darknesses. It's like if you have cut yourself into your finger. And some dirt is inside, deep in the wound. It doesn't help you to close the wound and to stick it. If you do that, the pus will come out at one stage. And it will be very painful. Better is you open the wound a little. And you put it under flowing water. And let the sand or whatever dirt is in there come out. This happens when you talk with devotees. You need to be very careful to find a sincere devotee who has a good character. You say, I have this feeling. I have this desire. I know it's not nice. I tried to be free from this since already 15 years, but it has not left me. Can you please help me? I have recognized it doesn't serve me or anyone if I keep on hiding it like I've done it up till now. Bring it out. Bring it into the light of the consciousness. And you will see the shadow slowly starts to dissolve. This is the indirect way. It's painful. But it's necessary. The direct way is better. And it's very powerful. But the shadow will protest when you take it. It is to really learn to chant Hare Krishna. To really take shelter in the sun of the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about this. the brilliant sun of the transcendental holy name of the Lord has appeared in the material universe in order to destroy avidya. O holy name, when you appear in the horizon of my heart, the darkness of the material world gets dissolved. This wonderful pastime of yours is eternally taking place. My dear devotees, have you experienced this, that the sun of the holy name starts to rise in the horizon of the heart? This is not a cheap thing. It happens only when you are free from offenses. And a good way to become free from offenses is to chant the holy name constantly. Some devotees say you can only experience the holy name after 64 rounds a day. Others who are a little bit more, you know, practical, they say you must go to kirtans and stay in the kirtan, but not just for a few minutes, for like a few hours. In this summer camp, we have the best program. We have one 12-hour kirtan. Stay! Don't run away. Even if your ego says, let's go, let's eat something. The ego doesn't like the shadow, because it's the main part of this shadow is the ego. It doesn't like this treatment. But you have to undergo it. Otherwise, this inner darkness will persist. And as a result, your spiritual life will be theoretical. It's not really there. It's an pious desire. So, you might say, oh, Sachinanda Swami, your ego might say, this we have never heard, is this a speculation? Huh? No, it's Mahaprabhu's process. Mahaprabhu compared the heart with the garden. And he said we should plant the bhakti lata, the plant of bhakti, inside the garden and water it regularly by shravanam and kirtanam. That's the direct process. And then he spoke about the indirect process. He said you must weed the weeds, take them out. Today I explained this process as confronting the shadow and discussing with devotees, with dear trusted devotees, what it is.
Yes,
My dear devotees, I have personal experience that this indirect process can be a little painful, but if you have good devotees whom you can trust, your heart becomes so relieved and you are more Krishna conscious than you ever were. But I can warn you, it's not easy to find these devotees, because most of us, the moment they see some darkness, they will jump at you with cruelty. They will start to gossip. So you need to find a good friend who is Krishna conscious and who is full of affection for you. That's necessary for the indirect process. Yeah. But most of it, become a scientist of chanting Hare Krishna. Join the Hare Krishna movement. Again. Give it a second try. You will see miracles unfolding before your eyes. Also, chant nicely and spread the chanting. This is the Yuga Dharma. It's very simple. And then you will reach the perfection of chanting one day. And the sun will rise like it has risen for so many good devotees. And your consciousness will be so blissful, like it is with so many blissful devotees, which we can see. Thank you very much. I wish you a lot of success during the summer camp to deal with this. When you leave the summer camp, you should be like effulgent suns. No problem. It will work. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go play Manandi. Ari, 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 Bo.